The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio, 6:06. It's just so much to get into. I cannot wait. I'm so grateful. And a big thank you, because I always think humility is the way to go. He who humbles himself is exalted. If I could start right there, with a quote, he who humbles himself is exalted, and vice versa. I come into the guys, and I miss the guys. I miss my guys. I miss Frank. I miss Al. You know, George is here, and Matt Sambol is here, Murdy's here, Kara, our social media genius, right behind me as you look. And I said, you know what, I can't wait to get in. Then I think of all that's happening in the day. I think of all that's going on in the world. And I go, and we haven't been on since like Friday, last Friday. I'm going like, what? I cannot wait to get on the air. You think I'm being facetious? I'm not. I said, this is great. So then I think of our grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler, Jerry Crowley, you know, who's the boss of the station. He brought us on here. And then I have the honor of working with Phil Boyce, legendary programming guru. It's okay. And then you there. Do you hear the in my voice? Do you hear the The is a good thing. So good morning. Great to have you with us. Here it is, Tuesday morning, and it's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, and it's February 18th, 2020. And I tell you the date and the time and everything just to tell myself what the heck's going on, because I don't know. And great to have you with us. I don't even know where to begin. Where do I begin? I had a great weekend. I hope you had a good President's Day yesterday. Thanks for watching. A big shout out to Sandra Smith, who I absolutely adore, at America's Newsroom, and Ed Henry, my longtime friend, who I have immense respect for. It's a great show. That's on 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you listen. I know you listen to us as you watch America's Newsroom, but had a great time chatting, and we'll get into that, too. We're talking about that airline thing, you know, with the lady suing the guy or suing the airlines because the seat was going back. We all get into it, so we had some fun with that. Then I ran over to my friend, Mr. Neil Cavuto, and we sat. We had so much fun with Neil yesterday as well. We just riffed. We just laughed because it was President's Day. It was quiet at Fox News. It was quiet over there. But those guys work. All the talent was there, you know, and the crew was there. And all makeup and everybody, it was great. So we had a great time with Neil. Neil said the nicest thing about this radio show, which I really appreciate, because I've been on Neil almost, my goodness gracious, has it been 10, 15 years, whatever it is? I can remember starting out on Neil, over at Fox, and certainly now Fox Business and Fox News. And then he said the nice things about the show, so we appreciate that. And I think we're going to post that out because we need all the publicity we can get. So 8 minutes after 6 with Joe on the radio, and Mike Gallagher's with us, Jen Kern is with us this morning. And we got Nick DeMauro from Leeds, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. This is a great organization. You're going to love Nick. He's great. Executive Director, Chief Executive Officer of Leeds. And Warren DeStefano is owner of 5 retro fitness locations in the 9 o'clock hour in New York, the whole surrounding area. A shout out to Stacy for bringing Warren on. So we're going to have some fun with retro fitness as well. But now, Mike getting to the heart of the matter, Mike Bloomberg is eligible for the debates, and that's tomorrow night in Las Vegas. So he just finds out, like, now, how is this guy going to go up? Well, you know what? I have to stop myself there. I'm thinking out loud. Who is he going against that's going to give him a run for the money? Maybe nobody. But Mike Bloomberg is now eligible for the debates in Vegas tomorrow. Does anybody care? Will it make a difference? I am enjoying this because this is what I've decided I want to happen on the Democratic side. So what does Patrick Stewart say on the
make it so.
Because you know, it's funny how could he just roll into this debate? Bernie, they're trying to push Bernie out again. They're trying to, as a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. How do you push Bernie out? He's getting shut out. And I don't think he's going this time. I don't think so. And now they got, I heard the Bernie goons are going in. This is great. I love the drama of it all. So we got to check out the debate tomorrow night. Bernie will probably go, they're all going to go after Mike Bloomberg because he's not answering the questions. But you can't ever underestimate Mike Bloomberg. He's got $54 billion for a reason. I mean, does that make you smart? I think so. You know, so this is going to be a big news that's happening tomorrow. But I had to tell you this. I couldn't wait to get on the radio to tell you this because I don't think you got enough coverage. The president with Air Force One at the Daytona 500 and the Beast on the Daytona 500 Speedway. This was awesome. I'm telling you. And everybody who doesn't even like President Trump said, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Got to admit, pretty cool. And I don't know why it didn't get more press. It should have been all over. It should have been all over the news. All over. It was genius. So I'm running around like the usual. You know, I had the kids. I just had to watch the kids all weekend. You know, and their mom took a little break. So I was keeping an eye on the guys. So I run over. I go to church on Sunday, you know, and then I go to like Dunkin' Donuts. Are they a sponsor? They're not sponsored. Well, I went to a donut shop and I got some donuts and stuff and I bought it to the kids, right? So then I go, kids, we have to watch the president. He's buzzing the Daytona 500 with Air Force One. And they were like, Dad, really, do we have to watch this? I said, yes. Do you have Fox News here at Mom's house? I don't think they had Fox News, you know, because they do. They keep Fox News off some of these. This was DirecTV. I couldn't find Fox News. I found CNN. I'm going to, and CNN's not going to cover anything like this. So we ended up watching Fox itself, main Fox, the big Fox, you know. And I want to tell you, I'm old, and I've been around, and I've seen some of the great Democratic speeches at some of the Democratic conventions, and I've seen Mario Cuomo in his prime, you know? I've seen some great people. I saw the humility of Bill Bradley, you know, when I was a Democrat. I would see these folks. I've watched them all. I've watched everything. I've met, like I told you, Ronald Reagan. That changed my life. Meeting the Great Gipper, you know? And I've seen the sincerity and the warmth of Ronald Reagan, you know? And really, Democrats like Rudolph Giuliani, while he was mayor, saving this city in this city's most tenuous times. I've seen all that. I'm watching this thing at the Daytona. I've never seen a president as smart as Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. He takes Air Force One. He buzzes the crowd. So because he knows, and he planned this. You know the president planned this. And if I, apparently, I've talked to the communications people, and I said, I'm going to get a chance to chat with President Trump. I want to go to the White House. I told you this. I want to get a video camera and go talk to President Trump. Just on lifestyle stuff like this. Where does he come up with this idea? This is a Vegas, stunt. But that Air Force One can do it. That Air Force One could probably roll in the air. I don't know that it can, but it could probably do stuff like that because it's got rockets. It's got the metal stuff that sprays out to deter any, God forbid, missiles launched. Air Force One, and the president knows this. Hey, and so I would have been dying to be in the room when he says to the pilot, how low can you go in? How low can you get down there? And if they don't know, well, Mr. President, probably 800 feet. We could probably take it down. Yeah, take it down 800 feet. Mr. President, I wouldn't really advise that you take it down to 800. No, take it down to 800 feet. It's going to be huge, huge, 800 feet. He goes in, and he buzzes the crowd. Really, I thought one of the most monumental things, and it was great to see. Then, not only that, then he does a speech, and he's with Melania, and it was great. Then he goes, takes the Beast, and he goes on the Daytona track. Are you kidding me? Every Democrat, every liberal, progressive, socialist just went, oh, man, when does this guy stop? And you know what's funny about it? He just got impeached. He doesn't care. Oh, I loved it. I wanted to just get on the radio with you and chat about it. And whether you like President Trump or not, you got to admit, come on. It was, oh, it's the use of taxpayers' money. Oh, I saw Maggie Haberman in the New York Times grumble. Just stop with the grumpy. They're all grumpy and bitter and mean. Stop. Just say okay. You know, my favorite part, like when Barack Obama, I keep telling my favorite part of the Barack Obama presidency was him bounding down the steps of Air Force One. How does he do that? Remember, he was like a kangaroo. He had his hands close, and his wrists were kind of, and he was bounding down. I would watch the President Obama do that. I go, wow, that's really cool. That looks really cool. I like my president that bounds down the set. You know, so I can say something good about a Democrat or about the other side, you know? So you got to give credit where it's due. Just too funny. Oh, my gosh, it was just great. So it's great to have you. We got a lot to get into. It's a quarter to 6 o'clock, and we're going to get into it all today. And we're streaming live. We're on YouTube and we're on Facebook, and it was great. And I ran in yesterday. I was with the kids all weekend, and then I came in yesterday to go off Fox News because the kid's mom came home and everything was good. So I thanked all the good folks at Fox News. We had a great time over there, and I want to thank my driver. I don't want to identify him because I was coming in and I was being driven in early yesterday morning. And to make my 11:30 or so hit on America's Newsroom. And the driver goes, hello, what's your name? I said, Joe. He goes, Joe. I said, what's your name? He goes, you could call me Mohammed. I said, okay, Mohammed. How you doing, Mohammed? I am a proud Muslim. He tells me that. That's what he says. I'm a proud Muslim. I go, good. I'm a proud Christian. You know what? This is great. See how this country is? How we can do it? So we start talking. Then we're talking about how he went to Mecca and how he got just emboldened by going to Mecca. I said, it's great, yeah. I said, I do that with church, too. But isn't that great in America? We could probably, all different colors and religions and everything, and we still love you. That is what's great about America. He goes like that. That's my really bad Muslim accent. That is what's, Pakistan is where he was from. So then I go, hey, Muhammad. He goes, yes, Joe, yes. So what's this? You have multiple wives, right? You're allowed to have multiple wives? I say that to him, you know? So he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, not too many. I go, what? So he holds up his index finger, his middle finger. He goes, two. I go, wait, so you have two wives? Yes, one here, one in Pakistan. Well, so they know that you have two wives. He goes, yes, they know. Of course they know. I said, well, they don't get mad? They don't get mad at anything? He goes, no. I mean, some people have up to five. I go, up to five wives. So I said, Muhammad, how does this work? What do you do on Valentine's Day? I mean, very easy. How many men, he says to me, I'm a great guy, by the way, I got to tell you. How many men do you know stay faithful to the one wife? One wife in America, one wife. Oh, yeah. How many men stay faithful to their wife? And I couldn't think of one, really, actually. I said, you know what? I listen, I'll tell you, I was faithful. I was like, Kimberly knows, I was so faithful to her. So I said, well, why? He goes, see, you know how many girlfriends I have? He goes, none. How many wives? Two. I don't stray. I don't look at any other woman. He saw the theory was, if you have multiple wives, I guess you're not going to cheat on them. So then I go like this. I go, listen to me. This is the conversation I had at the start of my day yesterday. Then I go, well, is it okay if the wife has multiple husbands? I said, is that okay? No, it does not work that way. So, I said, Muhammad, wait a minute, man. If you can have multiple wives, why can't the gal have multiple husbands? No, because there is more women than men. And so there was a little break in the...
He had it all figured out.
He was great, this guy. And you know what, Joe? You know what I like about you? What? I love your shoes. You have to have good shoes. I love this guy. So to Muhammad, to everybody listening, we love you. He's listening this morning. He's a great guy. So much fun. And we're here. We're back on the show. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house all
good
over.
Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you.
Looking sharp as
big
ever.
Big Al. You know, and I wanted to say, she's too early. She's not up yet. Charlie got me this tie. Shout out to Charlie's mom. Jessica, I love you, Daddy Charlie, right there.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Isn't that the cutest thing? She got it engraved. That was actually Jessica got that done for Charlie. And look at that. That's like a purple to the blue.
Very
you know?
Nice.
I don't like. And I was gonna wear like a pale blue, but that was a little too summery. So we're locked. You know what? It's great. We're here. It's embrace it. It's our time. Everything's great. We're just gonna stay on the high road. Thank you for all you're doing. You're watching. You're doing. You're a great patriot. I got so. When I talked to you from Nashville after I did Mike Huckabee's show, Governor Huckabee's show, you know, America is in such a great place right now. like I've never seen it before. Maybe when Ronald Reagan was president, you know? I can't explain it. Just people, they believe one nation under God. They believe in family. It's like most of America feels that way. Don't regard anything you see. All this bail reform, the nightmare that is happening in New York. This is what happens when you bring progressive socialists into the fold. This is what happened when the impeachment, that nastiness, the frustration of poor Nancy Pelosi having a breakdown on national television like that. And they go after the president about this, about that. Look at the meanness coming out of Adam Schiff and Nadler. Ugh, the swamp. You know what? It's not like that in America. I'm telling you, I go out. I see it. We're a good people. We're a God-fearing good. We are a good people, out working hard, and by the grace of God, everything's great in America. Take that line of thought. Take that into your heart, and thank you for that. Because no one ever thanks you, like me, right? You always no one says, "Hey, thank you, Dad. Thank you for all you're doing." Actually, my kids do say that. I shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean. No one really says thank you. You're always just working. It's good. It's our time. Embrace it, and we're gonna stay on the high road, you know. And now we got a big election coming up. Enjoy the theatrics of it all. Enjoy. There's going to be the debates tomorrow night, man. Can you not wait to see Mike Bloomberg? Will he or will he not be standing on a box? This is the Siri question of the day. So we got a lot to get into today. Susie Cerrone, Debbie's a little under the weather. We wish her all the best. Susie, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I am good. How are you?
I'm pumped up. Every time we leave this great studio and this great radio show, and proud to have you a part of it, Susie.
Thank you.
So, but I travel around the country, or I get out and about around. I'm Friday. I'm going to tell you where I'm at. I'm in Bergen County Friday. I'm out in Annandale, New Jersey on Saturday. And I get emboldened because I see the goodness of people, the goodness of Americans. And you know what? Of all walks of life, my Muslim friend, Mohammed, everybody at my church, it's just great. It's all great. And all you hear is the negative, nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. We're all good. Everything's good. Everything's great. And Susie Cerrone on the roads for us this morning. Are you kidding me? 21 after 6. Take it away, Susie. Great to have you with us, as always.
Thank you so much, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Better news in Queens. An accident on the LIE Westman at Greenpoint Avenue is gone, and a crash on the Van Wyck Northbound by Liberty Avenue just cleared out of the roadway. A crash on the LIE Westman at the Clearview has the right lane blocked. You're backed up from the Nassau line. And a crash on the Gowanus Northbound near Hamilton Avenue gone as well. Alternate side back in effect. Inbound George 5 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln 5 to 10. And at the Holland 15 through 20 from either approach. A stall tractor trailer in Newark on the Turnpike Western Spur Northbound at 15E that has the right lane blocked. Good to go on the New York State Thruway. Not so good in Connecticut. 95 south, but is slow from north of exit 23 in Fairfield down to 13 in Norwalk. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio at 622 right now. Hi, how are you? Georgie, thank you so much for all that you're doing. George comes in, it's hectic. He's here all night, and he puts us on TV so you can get us on YouTube and Facebook. Can I tell you about Empire State Bank? We love Empire State Bank. I love Phil Guarneri and all the good folks over at Empire State Bank, Tom and Gene and Jeannie and Esmeralda. This is a community-oriented bank. And every time I see all these big bank names all over, and they're all over TV, no. You got to go to Empire State Bank like Frankie Five Boroughs and his beautiful bride, Rachel. They went to Empire State Bank. And Frankie, trust me, and Rachel, this is a very smart young couple. Boom. Empire State Bank. That's where they go. They provide a full range of business at Empire State Bank, of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial need. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge, and you will experience a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. You know, I see commercials now, and they have taken from Empire State Bank because Phil Guarneri told me early on, this is a couple years ago now, and he said, "How I just want it open. I want the bank open. I want you to be able to come in and sit and not make it like a bank. Phil, that's Phil's concept. Now you see other banks doing it, you know, big banks whose names I'm not going to mention. So why not go to where it started, at Empire State Bank? And nobody knows this better than Jeannie Sarno, a nice Italian gal, please, First Vice President, Business Relationship Manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Jeannie, thank you. She's great. Great gal. Smart, smart gal at Empire State Bank. You know, you have many banking choices. We know that. But none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank, you could visit ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's something we all need to know about Relief Factor, Larry Elder here, and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they've been a consistent sponsor of my show ever since I began doing it on Salem. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may stay for a year or so. Sounds like they're doing super, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent, year after year after year. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain, and they're now in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. And that's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain too. And the first step, order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. So if you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who will happily tell you to give it a try too. And it can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
I gotta make sure, Frankie Fibros, if you'd be so kind, to make sure that we all have Home Title Lock, all
yes.
Right? Because I have HomeTitleLock.com. And I took the 60 risk-free days of protection, which I can offer you, 60 risk-free days of protection. If you go to HomeTitleLock.com, I want to make sure that continued. That was scary. I'll tell you, when Laura came into my office and showed me, oh, look, I have the title to your home. I said, what? It's all online. Your title, too. You, I'm speaking to now. You're kind enough to listen. I'm telling you, I love telling you about the good things that help you. And the cybersecurity experts from Home Title Lock demonstrated to me how fast a cyber thief could steal my home, and they did it. It's called home title fraud, right? And the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. And here's how it works. The title to all of our homes are kept online. The thieves know it. The thief forges your home's title. Listen to this. So it appears you legally sold it to him. Then he borrows every penny of equity that you have in your home and sticks you with the payments. Remember that poor girl, Deborah, I told you about? 87 grand. She was in debt and she got evicted from her house. Just because, and again, the insurance companies aren't going to cover you, nor will the bank. This is scary. And the equity in our homes, it's like a retirement nest egg. Quick cash in an emergency. Now imagine that it's gone. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com. Just check this out. Click on HomeTitleLock.com. You register to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You'll be able to see it. If so, you have to call the police. If not, register your home for 60 risk-free days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ah, the best. Dean Martin right there. The smooth stylings of Dino Paul Crescetti. Hey, before I go to the guys, I want to talk about this, too, because they come up with different things, how to go after the president and how we're going to attack the president. And by the way, I didn't like when they attacked Barack Obama on the silliest things either. I didn't like when George W. Bush. I can anyone explain that presidency to me? But no disrespect to the man. But I didn't like the constant gnawing of going after what, that politics. I don't understand. Show me what you have.
stop complaining, you know. But the Democrats have nothing, so they keep complaining. And it just happens to be they're complaining about Donald Trump. I got to tell you, too, I am old and I remember Ronald Reagan went through this same thing. Anybody, and it, by the way, Bill Clinton, the Republicans impeach him. It's ridiculous because this is what they do in Washington. They don't know how to come up with initiatives. Let's attack the other side because that seems to work for us. Let's keep ourselves in power. That's all they care about. Nobody cares about you and me, except I believe President Trump does because you know what? He doesn't need it. He just doesn't need it. So he watches out for it. That's me. You could call and disagree with me. But now they're going after Attorney General Barr in a big way. And you would say now all of these prosecutors are going after, everybody's going after Attorney General Barr. So then I saw something on NBC that I'm going to read from, if I may, in a second here. And you know that it's true because for them to explain it, for it to make sense, shows you how ridiculous that everybody's going after Attorney General Barr. It's ridiculous. The progressive prosecutors coming off of one of the biggest years in their movement's short history, progressive prosecutors. Look what's happening in New York. That's the new age of law enforcement, what's happening in New York. Commissioner Bill Bratton warned us that this was going to happen. And these prosecutors are looking to 2020 with hopes of winning key district attorney offices. Listen to this. Around the nation and boosting their influence with an overhaul of the system from within. Now, Attorney General Barr is standing in their way. Tensions reached a peak last week after Barr eviscerated the movement in a speech before the major county sheriffs of America. He said, this is a quote, the self-styled social justice, unquote, reformers are refusing to enforce entire categories of law, including law against resisting police officers. In so doing, Barr went on to say, these DAs are putting everyone in danger. The attorney general added, asserting that their policies are pushing a number of America's cities back toward a more dangerous past. That is Attorney General Barr speaking. There is a progressive socialist movement. It's not just in politics. It's not just in economics. It's in law enforcement. And we're so pro-law enforcement on this show. And we always appreciate what the military is doing. First responders. It's what it's all about. And we, if that's, that is the sole core of the community, along with teachers and first responders. And we know. But the police, the firefighters, and particularly law enforcement now. Look what's happening in New York. It's slipping away. And the press doesn't get on it. It's like you and I have to talk about it. And then you could watch, you know, our friends at Fox News talk about it. You could find it online. But when NBC starts being objective, saying this is exactly what's happening, when you have these progressive, look, and this is what they call these, they are the these district attorneys, this progressive socialist movement around the country. That is scary because they're going to come in and try to change law enforcement around the country. And Attorney General Barr is in the way. That's why they want to get rid of him, just so you know. So it's unsettling and it's unfortunate because of safety and you and I. And it's weird because when I go and I see my daughter, you know, in New York, and you know, they're young and they're liberal and you want to say, and I do say, I don't want to be Dad. Listen to Dad. I'm not like that. But I remember when this city was dangerous. And I could remember like it was yesterday. I couldn't go from 44th and 9th in the Hell's Kitchen and then go to the Village. You wouldn't go yourself. You wouldn't go down to Bleecker Street or around there where the comedy clubs were, down in the Village, you know, down there. And we want to go down some of those. And by the way, the area between Hell's Kitchen and what is now Chelsea, it's so fashionable now, you couldn't go there alone. I can remember distinctly. You know, I was a kid from Jersey, and we'd double up, and we would go down to Mark Schiff. I remember the comedians' names. I remember how we would just double up and go to the Champagne Gallery, whatever it was. There was a comedy club right around that area. We used to work, and it was very, very, and it's now it's happening. Now I got to worry about my kids. Yet, everybody said, you know, they're going up against that. Now, I just panicked for a second as I just felt my lapel pin. No flag on my lapel pin. So now we will take a pick, and I think I'll do my, and in honor of, thank you, Frank, my glasses are falling down, in honor of Jaden Katsimatidis, we will put my Department of Homeland Security on.
Very nice.
You liked my pin yesterday. You noticed that.
I was just watching the clip of you on Cavuto.
Yeah.
Great appearance.
Thank you.
It was sort of a presidential seal, it looked like, as you looked.
Someone gave it to me, and I wish I could remember.
A new Ziploc bag.
Yeah, I know.
What bags like
that? Can you get one for me, honey?
But now
for somebody who's a germaphobe.
Someone gave it to me. Someone gave it to me, and they said, hey, here's a pin. And it was a big, tall guy down the White House.
Okay. Okay.
So big, tall guys I listen to. I'm like a little short.
We don't think it was the president.
It wasn't the president. It was an older, tall guy. And I didn't say to him, you're old, you're tall, so you have credence. But he gave me this, you old, tall guy.
Glenn Eastwood?
No.
Playing the Secret
Service? I got to tell you, he's probably a cabinet member. I didn't even know.
Okay.
You would have known. If you were with me, So he gave me this great pin, and it was the presidential seal with an American flag. I thought that was so cool.
Absolutely.
So wore it yesterday, because no one cares about President's Day. It's like, let's get a sale.
I completely
wait until we have the guest
you.
On, and he says, Joe, I gave you that department.
Oh, yeah, that was you. Oh, yeah, great.
I loved it. You.
Yeah, you're right. People, I mean, the federal holiday is technically George Washington's birthday, even though yesterday wasn't his actual birthday.
Exactly. They wait till February 22nd at least?
They've changed it back in the 70s. They celebrated all these holidays the Monday after the weekend. Columbus Day, Washington's birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day observed. But, you really do get the sense that people just viewed it as a day off and less about celebrating the traditions of George Washington.
Did.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed sleeping late. I felt like a million bucks yesterday.
Right? Yeah, you could. Isn't it wild?
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Could sleep in?
I had two meals with my wife yesterday, breakfast and dinner. Ooh. I don't think we've had a week.
You're still together?
Exactly. I don't think we've had a weekday where we had two meals together since we've been married.
Yeah, I got you.
It was delightful.
I know.
To sleep 8 hours, to go to bed at a reasonable time and then wake up at a reasonable time, it was incredible.
But, you know, it's not only us. It's the drivers. It's the folks working 100%. In oil refineries out on the turnpike. They get up and they work all hours of the night. They do what we do. It's just not healthy.
I never felt so good as I did yesterday afternoon after a full day of sleep. Honestly.
Well, back to the grind.
Exactly.
To the grind like that.
That's it.
Hey, at 6:36, Al's going to give you the local news in a second. And Tom Kehoe's going to join us. And Jen Kearns. Jen's great. She's great. She's going to join us. We're going to talk about, she's a Republican strategist. So Mike Gallagher on the show. Nick DeMauro is great. He's a tough cop, and he's going to join us from Leeds, law enforcement against drugs. We are down there. Is that Monday already?
I think. Now, are we going to be there Monday and Tuesday? It's a two-day conference.
It is.
That's
great.
And are you speaking at the conference? People were asking me, and I didn't have any of the details.
I will. I don't know at the conference, but I think I do stand.
Okay,
I get, whatever Nick wants, I'll do, because you know this replaced Dare.
Right.
This replaced Dare.
Right. No.
So
they do great work.
How, you know, I could just kick myself. How do I not step up without a lapel pin? You know what I mean? It's like, come on. Look at this. This is an American flag. Mike Lindell got me. I could wear this. Can I look? Let's go to Al with the news, and then we'll get a new lapel pin just to kind of not dressed unless I have a lapel pin.
I hear you.
See, you're right. See, already. Yesterday was fine. Why? Because I slept past 3 o'clock in the morning. See? And I can remember
it
a little
nice.
Bit. You know? 6:30.
And you both look great today.
Hey, thank you. And you, this is, you dressed up for
That's
us.
No, I didn't.
Stacey did. Approved outfit.
Please. I dress for no one but myself.
I remember Stacey said, oh, you guys are great. I love you. So what's the way Al dressed? She didn't attack. She just asked. Why does Al dress like that? Why is Al dressed like that?
Yeah.
This is a great Tommy Bahama look on you.
Thank you.
You did it.
I didn't do that for anybody but myself because I wore a lighter jacket today, so this is a little warm.
No, but you knew the camera was on it.
I don't care about the camera. I work at a radio station.
If we streamed 5 days a week, I would dress up more.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you would?
What if we streamed 2 days a week?
No.
Three?
No. Five.
So it's five or nothing?
Five or nothing.
You
That's
will
it.
See handsome Al Gattula right there. And, I got a great song for Al, too.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Called, no, because I met this great kid.
I know
we got a break.
I know where you go.
Yeah, Matthew Best. He was great, and he was a country guy. I met him down in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I said, can I interview you? So the good folks down at the Fish down there in Nashville said, we sat down. I talked with this kid. He's a Christian singer.
Yeah.
I heard one of his songs. I didn't know who he was. I heard one of his songs.
Great.
Right before.
We're
going to
air it tomorrow.
We'll the interview tomorrow, and then we'll do the song. It's called On the Radio, and it's all about Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I got
it's
out.
It's called Love on the Radio.
It's Love on the Radio. Yeah. Good. You did your homework. Because, you know, I text him. I said, Matt? I said, could you get the song?
No, he texted me an Apple link that sends me to iTunes to buy the song. And I've said this
you
to you.
You have to buy the song?
Yeah. We've done this for six years.
So maybe
years
you, should get an I- you should get an iPhone.
No.
Now.
We've done this for 6 years.
No.
I said, just send me the name of the artist and the song.
Did
That's
it come
it.
Across
I'll
to you
it.
Okay? Matt, it came to you.
Matt has iTunes and all that stuff.
You have iTunes?
I don't.
Matt did a great job engineering the Piscopo show yesterday, by the way.
Hey, thanks. Oh, thank you. You're the best. Thank you. Kevin McCullough did a great job. He's a good bro. He's a great broadcaster. Let me just say thank you,
he's
Kevin.
Good.
You guys are the worst.
No.
He's great. When he does the morning show, I'm honored to have Kevin on. He had a great John Katzenmatidis.
Yeah. No, it was Corey actually Lewandowski. I listened to most of the show. I thought he did a very good job.
He gets these guests and these great guests, and you know.
No, you know, he did this one segment where he had the chairperson of the Republican Party in New Jersey and in New York State together.
Yeah, great.
And I thought it was pretty clever, you know, to have them on together.
Well done. So thank you, Kevin. Hey, Piscopo, the morning right now. We are running late. 6:39. Big Al standing by. Tommy Bahama and all, looking sharp as ever on our stream on YouTube and on Facebook. Right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:40, still dressing like a slob. Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Motorists are looking at several likely detours in Hoboken this week as its water main replacement project continues. City officials say the project will end once around 15 blocks worth of Hoboken's oldest water mains are being replaced. As a result, Garden Street between 1st and 2nd Streets, and then Jefferson Street between both 8th and 9th Streets and 10th and 11th Streets will be closed at times today between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Parts of Bloomfield and Monroe Streets will be closed tomorrow, as will portions of Jefferson Street again on Thursday. And an NYPD detective is dead after committing suicide in Queens, the first such death of 2020 after a series of cop suicides plagued the department last year. Authorities say the detective hanged himself inside of his mother's home in Middle Village along 79th Street. 10 officers took their own lives last year, something NYPD leadership described as a crisis, and an increased effort has been made to make officers aware of mental health services. Any member of the NYPD that's struggling, or someone who knows a law enforcement member that is, can text the word BLUE to 741-741. In sports, the Islanders losers of three straight after being beaten by the Coyotes 2-1. And St. John's troubles with fellow Big East teams continuing after getting beaten by Xavier last night 77-74 at Madison Square Garden. Johnnies are 3-10 in the conference, 14-12 overall, but are second to last in the Big East. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and 40 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. An accident on the LIE westbound at the Clearview has the right lane blocked. You're backed up from the Nassau line. That's about a 20-minute delay. May just want to stick with the Grand Central westbound instead. Inbound George 5 for the upper 5 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 5 to 10. In at the Holland, 15 to 20 minutes from either approach. No problems on the Garden State Parkway. But in Newark, a stall tractor trailer on the Turnpike, Western Spur North, but at 15E. That has the right lane blocked. That's a 10-minute delay. No delays on the thruway north or southbound traveling between Westchester and Rockland. Checking your forecast today, occasional rain with a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, overcast skies down to 38 in the city. Wednesday, partly sunny and 44. Thursday, partly sunny and a chilly 36 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe on the radio, 6:42 right now. I did the wildest thing with Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce. Now, I'm telling you, I got this, my mother sent me a basket, a beautiful basket, for Christmas, you know, with a lot of Italian goodies in it. Not unlike the Michaels of Brooklyn baskets, the gift baskets that you can get. Avenue R. Nostin right there, Michaels of Brooklyn. Been there since 1964. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. The sauce is like to die for, and they make it right there in Brooklyn. So I had the sauce. I get the sauce. I opened it, and I had these crackers that my mom sent me. They were like biscotti crackers, like the toasts, the Italian toast. Dipping them in Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Spectacular. It was a meal. Because I was, of course, rushed. I was going in the middle, going one place. I stopped at the house, checked on the dog, made sure everything was all right. And I'm hungry. And I didn't go to ShopRite yet. So I had Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, the Michael's of Brooklyn. I took these toasts and I dipped them into the Michael's right there. It was great. You got to try it. How they make the sauce? We asked Fred. He goes, I don't know. We just do it. If that's not a testament on how a true Italian makes a sauce. My mother, Mom, what are the ingredients? I don't know. I just do it from instinct. It's exactly what they do at Michael's of Brooklyn. So you got to check out the sauce as you listen around the country and watch around the country and around the world for that matter. check out Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce on your supermarket shelves. But again, if you're in New York, you got to go to Avenue R. Nostrand and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And then, you know what? If you're really hungry and you got nothing else, keep the Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce. Get some toast and dip it in there, man. It's, you know, everybody does the salsa. No. You got to stick Italian. Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce and some of those toasts. It is to die for. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
If you've been keeping an eye on the market, then you know that 5G technology is set to take over the telecommunications sector at any minute. High-speed internet that's 100 times faster than anything available now to enable companies to finally realize the potential of self-driving cars, remote surgery, plus the Internet of Things. China alone has over 1 billion mobile telephone subscribers. With most mobile manufacturers preparing to upgrade U.S. subscribers to 5G, that translates into a massive investment opportunity. The company that manufactures the key component that powers the 5G revolution is the cornerstone of the Near Future Report by analyst Jeff Brown, that shows you the top tech stocks that will help you to invest in the early stages of the 5G revolution. Text the word tech to 76280 now to get the Near Future Report. We'll send you a link to your free video presentation directly to your mobile device or computer. Text tech to 76280 to see the Near Future Report. Text the word tech to 76280.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all of this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. That's why you need CarShield. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed, all for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you've got 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. Get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code Gallagher, or visit CarShield.com and use the code Gallagher to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Gallagher. A deductible may apply.
Is it called Piscopo or Murano or Cthulhu? Is that Mike Gallagher code? We love it. Proud to have Mike Gallagher's code on our show.
Absolutely.
Maybe if CarShield, is that the name of the company? CarShield could come to Piscopo, maybe.
Would be nice. Okay.
Hey, you know what? So, great to have you with us. Good morning. Joe on the radio, 646 on AM 970 The Answer. Telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate, the best agency for you. It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. And plus, I went on to one of those online sites, you know, and I was a little disappointed. I didn't get what I needed. You couldn't find the information. The way they structure it, you're good. You got to go to Calamine & Company because they know. They will make the best deal for you, get the best price for you. You know, they know the business. You don't, and you'll never find it online like you could find it at Calamine & Company. They represent only sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team, they take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. And they'll be with you every step of the way and are a true full-service company. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal done quickly, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. You know, they specialize in selling estate-owned property, are regularly hired by executors, by administrators, attorneys, even surrogates of the court. And perhaps the most impressive thing about Calamine & Company Real Estate is their 100% success rate, please. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and on Staten Island. Here's the number for Calamine, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
I don't know, 25 or 6 to 4, whatever it is. Chicago, let that rip out. Let's get this morning started, baby. You know, I never realized how great Chicago is till about now. Y'all keep it going, Al. I love this. With the horns and everything. Piscopo in the morning with Frankie, with Al, with Debbie. We're on the radio and on YouTube and Facebook.
Waiting for the break of day.
on the radio. You know, I don't want to say underestimated because they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This group with the horn, I wonder what Frank Sinatra thought about Chicago. I always thought about that because here's a rock group with horns. How cool. They were great. Mm. And I remember in college when they came out and we would listen to them all the time, incessantly. We'd listen to Chicago. And as a DJ in college, we used to love playing Chicago because the music is great. Never really, like I said to Frankie just now, what about Chicago? He goes, no, it was a Larry David. I don't know. But I'm telling you, you know, I thought that great group, great group. It's time to revisit Chicago, yes? And Al, you're the rock and roll.
I played that song in band in high school. Oh. Fantastic song.
What did you play?
Trumpet.
You had a trumpet in your band?
Yeah.
How hip was that?
What do you mean, how hip was that?
That was hip.
Trumpets, trombones, saxophone?
No, you had horns in your band in high school?
Yeah.
I thought it was all guitars and everything.
No,
cool.
No. We had, that was a separate class.
Maybe Joe will invite you to play with him at his upcoming show in
March. Can you take out the horn, man?
No.
Come on. I haven't touched the horn
in 30, over 30 years.
What if you practice between now and then?
Yeah. Come on.
Don't have time. Got beer to drink.
At Lorenzo's.
No, not a chance.
That's
right. It's a hometown crowd. A lot of Gatulai in Staten Island.
Trying to get James Rosen to do some
amazing.
The impressionistic stylings of James Rosen. He could turn around like Frank Gorshin did.
He could do some impressions. You could interview him as his characters.
Yeah, no.
And then you could actually do a talk, you know, for 20 minutes, you know, after the show.
You're so good. You see how good he is, man? This is great. That's a great idea.
Right, like O'Reilly and Dennis Miller used to do.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Do I have to pay him anything?
I don't know.
I love Lorenzo's, but money is a little tight over there. No, I shouldn't say that. They always take care of me in the band. They always do. But it's you have to be very cost effective. Yes. But maybe a little something, a little ice. I give him a little ice,
a little ice.
Something like that.
I'll be there, but I'm not performing.
Come on, bring the trumpet, man. Yeah. You can hit the high note like Jackie Gleason did in the Honeymooners episode.
I used to get yelled
There's a piece of it, Alice.
The
There's
note,
a piece
I'm
of it,
shocked that Alice coming to Atlantic City with us next week.
He's coming
just
down.
For the one day. I'm coming for the one.
Yeah, explain to me that. So we're telling the sponsor we need you, but we need you only for one day.
I don't have to go at all. I could stay back here.
No.
I said if you need me to come down, I'll come down. But I can only come down for one day.
We want you to go down.
I don't want to stay in Atlantic City for 2 days. I have things to do. Stuff going on.
There's a lot of things to do out there.
Yeah, no, I know. A lot of them involve money.
Frank's moving. You're going to be in a condo in Atlantic City before. You and AC Mike, man.
We'll see.
Mike Lopez is great. AC Mike, he's like the guy. No matter who you are, where you are, he will greet you right off the expressway. How does Mike know that I came to town? He knows. Am I right or wrong? Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Exactly
where do you
the reason
go?
I'm staying away from
AC Mike is a great guy. He just sent me this list of AC Mike approved restaurants.
Oh, look out. Hey, 6:52. Susie is out there on the roads for you this morning. Happy Tuesday, Susie. How are we at Chicago for you? Great group,
Joe,
huh?
You don't know. You don't know the box you've opened up. I am the biggest Chicago fan ever.
But I give you credit for that because it's a group that we've always looked for heavy metal, for blues, for pop. They are a great group. Great group. Great group.
Do you know they had their 53rd anniversary on Saturday?
53 years! Holy mackerel, I'm old! Oh, my, because I remember when they started.
Yeah!
Susie Cerone out there. Great taste in music. Knows traffic inside out and backwards. 6:52. She's on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. No problem. We've got an accident in Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Flatbush Avenue. One lane out. There's an accident on the Whitestone Bridge Queensbound that has one lane blocked. So stick with the RFK Triborough instead. In Queens, a crash on the Grand Central eastbound at Parsons Boulevard. And an accident on the Deegan southbound at Van Cortlandt. One lane is blocked. You've got delays from McLean Avenue. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George 5 to 10 for either deck. 10 at the Lincoln. 20 at the Holland. A crash on the Turnpike Western Spur southbound at 15W. Looks like they just got it off onto the right shoulder. Parkway northbound slow 136 to 145. No problems on the New York State Thruway. Connecticut 95 southbound is slow from 26 in Bridgeport to 10 in Darien. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A sojourn is defined as a temporary stay. It's also the name of an unforgettable restaurant on the Upper East Side. Sojourn combines classic New American cuisine with globally inspired dishes like their house-made gnocchi bolognese, duck confit spring rolls, and braised short rib tacos. Their cheesecake is also to die for. The intimate decor and incredible wine selections are guaranteed to impress. This exciting eatery was voted winner's choice for vibrant bar scene on Manhattan's Open Table. Brunch is every day until 4 p.m. and kitchens open late. Live music every Monday and Wednesday and a journey happy hour Sunday to Friday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on select food and wine. The chef at Sojourn formerly worked at 11 Madison and was the chef de cuisine at Philidia. Private events are also available, including a chef's table that can accommodate up to 21 people. Stop by at 244 East 79th Street or call 212-537-7745 for reservations. Ask for Sammy. Tell him Kevin McCullough sent you. You'll want to stay longer at Sojourn.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today. Rain will overspread the area later this morning, then periods of rain, and rather breezy this afternoon with a high today 46 to 50. A little rain early this evening, cloudy and becoming breezy late tonight, though 37. Windy and chilly tomorrow as clouds give way to sunshine, high 44. On Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy and colder, high just 35. AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Trinitas. I want to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together to form Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in the great state of New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk to you about Trinitas' Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, now they're at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. That's huge, and it's right there. Right there at Trinitas, the amazing medical center that just gets better and better. A big shout out to my buddy, Vic Richard, who's a dear, close, personal friend. And he got me over to the good folks at Trinitas. They came here on the radio. And now I can tell you, you got a problem. You got to go to Trinitas, TrinitasRMC.org. It's TrinitasRMC.org. Now, we'll be celebrating Trinitas' 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that's made it all happen with a special remote broadcast at Trinitas on March 6th. That is National Employee Appreciation Day. Tune in or stop by the lobby to help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to our friends at Trinitas. Chicago. Oh, I'm due for a trip to Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great Chicago, to have you with us. We have a huge show. We got a lot going on. Stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. Mike Bloomberg jumping into the debate. Oh, my Lord. We'll get into it with Frankie Five Boroughs when we come back. He qualifies for the Democratic debate. Oh, is Tulsi Gabbard going to be at that debate, Frank? But she's not going to be at that debate. This is so crooked. This is so crooked. Money is right. And Perez, the head of the DNC, can't explain this. How does he explain this? He can't.
Wait until you see. It looks like Nevada may be headed to an Iowa-style
fiasco. Lord. Oh, my Lord. And you want Democrats. You want Democrats in there. All right. We'll get into it all. A lot to talk about. Piscopo, Marano Gattulo, Susie Saron for Debbie Duhamel. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A firefighter is recovering after helping battle a blaze in Newark. The city's fire division responded yesterday to flames reported at a Sussex Avenue building. 7 residents displaced by the incident. 1 firefighter suffered a leg injury at the scene. Newark Fire Division's arson unit is investigating the incident. The NYPD is investigating video of motorbikes on the subway in Midtown. 3 men caught on camera rolling their motorized bikes onto a crowded uptown F train at Rockefeller Center. The incident happened December 11th, but the video is just hitting social media. In sports, the Islanders have lost 3 straight. They were beaten by the Coyotes last night 2-1. St. John's lost to Xavier at the Garden 77-74.